It's that time again. Hello, I'm back from the Isle of Wight with another midweek message. 12 degrees centigrade here, 53 Fahrenheit, 88% water-logged air. Always makes me laugh, especially when it's 100%. 1010 millibars, 1010 millibars on the barometer, and the flag doesn't appear to be moving at all. Oh yes, hang on, it's trying. The sky completely overcast. We had beautiful weather. I think we had rain Thursday morning, but that was about it. Beautiful weather, clear blue sky, sunshine, couldn't have been better. Funnily enough, the week before, the forecast was dreadful. It's going to be raining all week, total washout, all the nonsense headlines they come out with, flash floods, you name it. Of course, Tricia was getting a bit despondent about the whole thing, but it turned out to be absolutely beautiful. I took my little portable recorder with me to the island, and I've just made a few audio clips of wherever I was. Hope you find it interesting. If not, well, if not, you'll have to switch off. I hope the quality's all right as well. Here's the first one where we visited Quar Abbey. Well, here I am at Quar Abbey on the north side of the island, not far from Fishbourne, where the ferry comes in. This is day one of our holiday, by the way. Got here Monday, it's now Tuesday. The Abbey is wonderful. It really is a wonderful place. We're going to have a look inside in a minute, inside the sort of church part, so I won't be able to record in there. I shall report back a little bit later. Well, that was lovely in there. It's the monastery, isn't it? I don't think it's called a church. Lovely, beautiful old building, fantastic. Very quiet and peaceful in there. I also recorded the bell, which is rather nice. Have a quick listen to the bell. We then went to Whippingham to look at a church. I'm now in St Mildred's Church, Whippingham, on the Isle of Wight. Lovely old church, having a look round, lots of pictures of Queen Victoria, Princess Beatrice, wonderful place. We've not been here before, been to the island so many times, but never to St Mildred's Church. Lovely. I found a little booklet about St Mildred's Church. Queen Victoria had it built. Well, to be honest, she wanted a new and more modern, more splendid church for her family. So in 1854, part of it was rebuilt. Then in 1860, the remainder was rebuilt. Prince Albert, he worked with the architect to produce this beautiful and distinct place of worship. Princess Beatrice was married in the church and is now buried in it. Beatrice was the daughter, wasn't it, of Queen Victoria and Prince Albert. The royal wedding took place in 1885 when she married Prince Henry of Battenberg. He sadly died in 1896, aged 38. Struth, that's young, isn't it? Princess Beatrice died in 1944, and was buried there with him in 1945. And it says on the back of the leaflet, that's quite funny, try our coffee shop. I'm now on the beach, as you can probably hear, on the north side of the island, looking over to Portsmouth. I can see the Spinnaker Tower, sunshine, totally deserted beach. There's only Trish and me here. Lovely. A little bit windy still, but it's lovely. I don't like the sea, but it is rather nice listening to the lapping waves. This wind's building up a little bit, so I hope the recording's all right. There's a sailing boat out there, or a yacht, a small yacht. Can't see any bigger ships. Oh yes, I can. There's a massive tanker or something over there. I think that's Farley oil refinery over there, and that looks like a massive tanker. But a really nice day. The oil refinery is not Farley, is it? That's Farley's Rusks for babies. Do you remember Farley's Rusks? It's Fawley, isn't it? F-A-W. I believe it's Fawley oil refinery at Southampton. There was a bit of clipping there on the audio. Went a bit funny. That's because of the wind, and the sound of the sea was rather louder than me. I'm not going to bore you with any more audio clips. I've got several more. We visited Carisbrook Castle, all sorts of places on the island. Every day we went out on a trip to somewhere or other, and I took the recorder with me. what I might do is put the whole lot together and make one complete recording at some stage. I must just read you this weather report. UK weather forecast. New charts show exact date 600-mile wide heat wall will hit Britain. 600-mile wide heat wall. What are they talking about? Did we have that a while ago? A few weeks back, I remember talking about a heat wall. I think whoever writes this stuff must be mad. I don't know what they're talking about. Now, let's move on to museums. I like looking around museums. They're lovely places, various things to look at, and there's always a little sign, isn't there, explaining what's what. But this is the problem. Here's the thing. You get these volunteers who mean well, but they will spot people, especially me. They'll spot me. Oh, look, there's a chap looking at that engine over there. So they trot over. Hello, have you been here before? No, yes, I have. Yeah, I've been here before. Thank you. You're looking at a Merlin engine. They were used in the Spitfire. Yes, I'm just reading the notice about it. Thanks. And they were invented by blah, blah, blah. And they go on and on. And I'll say, thanks. Oh, that's great. Really interesting. Thank you. And I'll make my escape. Oh, no, I won't. They follow me. Oh, that what you're looking at now, that oh, that's a so-and-so. Yeah, okay, thank you. That's really interesting. And I wander off again. They really do mean well, but I don't want to be hounded by someone when I'm just wandering around the museum having a look at things. What I've had to do in the past is hide. I'll nip off somewhere just round the corner, say, oh, well, thank you very much. That's really interesting. Wander off, get round a corner and then hide. I remember we were at a bus station, a bus museum, and I hopped on this bus and I hid in the bus. I got down on the floor of the bus and I could see the chap just put my head up and I could see him looking round for me, and I had to stay on the bus until he disappeared. And would you believe it? He caught me up a little bit later. He saw me and he came trotting over, so I slipped away before he got to me and I hid again. Of course, Tricia, she was laughing. She gave the game away. She's creased up, laughing her head off because she's watching this going on. It was like sort of hide and seek, cat and mouse or whatever. And I felt sorry, this poor volunteer chap. But I do not want to be talked at while I'm wandering around a museum looking at exhibits. If I want to know something, I'll ask someone. But I don't want to be told. When I'm being talked at by a volunteer, it reminds me of school. History lessons were boring. In 1066, the Battle of Hastings, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, we're not interested. We're 14-year-old kids. We're not interested. Whereas now, later in life, well, a lot later in life, now I'm interested. For example, we went to Yarmouth Castle. I think it's called Yarmouth Castle. Nice place. And you can see from the castle, it's only a small place, you can see right across the Solent, looking north, this is, to the mainland. And this chap came up to me. He was a volunteer with his lanyard and his name on. Hello, have you been here before? And I said, yes, we have actually, because we have. We've been there several times. And he said, do you know why this castle was built here? So I thought, oh, I'll listen to him, then he'll go away, hopefully. So I said, no, why was it built here? He said, well, you see the mainland over there. This is the Solent in front of us. The French used to sail up here and attack us. And I thought, oh, this is interesting. So I listened. He said, what they did, they come up here and there was no defence here at all. So they come up here and attack us. So whoever it was, I forget who it was, King someone or whoever, decided to build a little castle there, Yarmouth Castle. And he said, look at these cannons, there's huge cannons there. And he was saying that when the French sailed up here, we blasted them out of the water with our cannons. And he was quite funny, this chap, very knowledgeable. But he said, do you know what happened? And I said, no, what happened? The French didn't come up here anymore and attack us. They probably went somewhere else. I thought that was funny. They went somewhere else. I said, well, didn't the Spanish Armada come over and attack us at Hastings, the Battle of Hastings? And anyway, he started lecturing me on that. So I had to make my escape in the end. But that was interesting. And there's Hurst Castle. You can see I'm boring you now, aren't I? I can tell I'm boring you. You're all snoring. You've all gone to sleep. I'll shut up about the island now. What should we do on next Sunday's the hour-long podcast? Any ideas? raiserants@protonmail.com. Let me know if you have any ideas. And let me know if you want to hear more audio recordings. There are only bits and pieces. I'm not very good at that sort of thing. I'm not very good at describing where I am. Lots of bird song on the island. Anyway, I'm going back to the island. And I said I wouldn't. Apologies. Okay, you behave yourselves. Be good. Don't do anything I wouldn't do. Be bad. Don't get caught or whatever, all that nonsense. And I will see you on Sunday. Take care. Bye-bye for now.